Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to do another user suggestion. Let's have a listen.
Hi, I just subscribed and I would like a planet about a ninja meerkat planet where it's inhabited by ninja meerkats, and my name's Theo and I live in Sausalito and I'm 7 years old. Thanks for making these podcasts. I really like them.
And thank you, Theo, for leaving me a voice message. Voice messages are my favorite way to get story suggestions. Just saying. I'll still check the other ones and everything because I know not everybody's comfortable. But I think it's nice to hear the voice of the person coming up with the idea. We're going to be doing that podcast, so if you like it, don't forget that podcasts like this are only possible with the ideas of listeners. So write in, share the podcast with others, like it, comment, I don't know, do whatever you can. It's on all these different platforms, so it's hard to say what you can do where. But no matter what you do, it helps new people find us, and without new people, we probably don't get new ideas and new adventures. As usual, just sit back, get as comfortable as you can in that bed, and most importantly, you have to imagine yourself doing what the character in the story does. I'll give you a minute. Get settled. I'm serious about this. Settle down, everyone. All right. I have a sense that everybody has finally settled down. I will begin the podcast. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship as you usually do. You head out and you look into the vastness of space. "Good morning," spaceship says. "I have recently discovered an interesting planet." "Well, I'd expect nothing less, spaceship. What's this planet?" "Well, it is another ninja planet, only this time with meerkats," spaceship explains. Are you telling me there's a planet full of meerkat ninjas? Why are there so many planets full of ninjas, you ask? "Well, as I have explained before, in an infinite universe, there are infinite possibilities. With our ability to travel at amazing speeds, we can reach almost any of those possibilities. It seems that one of those possibilities is a planet full of meerkat ninjas." Well, that does sound really cool, I'm not gonna lie. There's only one other person who would probably want to do this with me. The other version of myself. "Ring up ninja version of me," you order, spaceship. Spaceship uses its communication symbol to break the barrier between universes and to send a message to another version of you. A version that, instead of finding a magic spaceship, found a magic sword that gave them all the powers of generations and generations of ninja. Before long, you find yourself staring at a picture of yourself sitting in your own house, only holding a katana instead of hanging out with a magic spaceship. "Hey, I have this opportunity," you explain, telling the other version of yourself about the new meerkat ninja planet that you've discovered. Well, the other version of you says, "I have explored all martial arts here on Earth. Perhaps it is time to visit another planet." You find it a little strange that the other version of you talks just slightly differently, more ninja-like in some way. "Well, I'll create a portal," you say. "Spaceship, create a portal." "Understood," spaceship says. A little slot in the bottom of the ship opens up, and out of it comes the normal portal that allows you to transport to different places and, now, different universes. The portal lights up a bright purple and black color with lightning shooting all around it. Then, Out from the other side walks the ninja version of you, dressed entirely in black, with a katana strapped to their back. Spaceship, set a course. Understood, Spaceship says. While Spaceship travels to the Meerkat Ninja planet, you spend some time catching up with the ninja version of yourself. It is so cool that you have all those ninja memories, you say. Spaceship actually did something similar with me. There's been a whole bunch of different episodes where he just downloaded martial arts skills into my brain. I think I still remember most of them. Alert, Spaceship interrupts. We have reached the planet. Would you like to proceed with landing? Of course I would, you say. Spaceship flies down towards the beautiful Earth-like planet, full of lush forests. Before long, you see a little village peeking up out of the forests. Its style is very much that of ancient Japan. Or similar to that of ancient Japan, I should say, seeing as I don't think they came from the same place. Spaceship, use invisibility mode, you command. Understood, Spaceship responds. You carefully fly the ship over top of the Meerkat Ninja Village. At the very center of the village, surrounded by a whole bunch of beautiful but slightly smaller homes than you'd expect on Earth, was a huge training yard. Inside the training yard, hundreds and hundreds of meerkats, dressed entirely in black and holding various different weapons or using barehanded technique, move throughout the courtyard, practicing strikes and blocks, katas, and a whole bunch of them are just sitting under a tree meditating. Spaceship, the only way to do this properly is to do it in style. Scan the meerkats. Scanning meerkats now. A light shines out of the spaceship. The meerkats seem thrown off by it for a minute, but once it disappears and they don't see anything there, they just look around a little bit confused. Being invisible does have its advantages. Back inside the spaceship, Spaceship informs you that the DNA has been acquired. Perfect, you respond. Do you have one of these watches for my buddy here? You ask Spaceship. Yes, Spaceship responds. An opening in the console pops open, and out flies a robot arm holding another version of your special watch. The one that can cover you in a special layer of armor and help you transform into just about anything. You show the ninja version of yourself how to put the watch on, and then how to flip through the screens to the Transmorphizer page. You each select the picture of the ninja meerkat. When you press accept, your body begins to feel wiggly and wobbly, almost like it's turning into liquid. The transformation process is always a bit strange at first, but you've kind of grown used to it over time. A soft glow surrounds you and you feel yourself shrinking rapidly. The world around you seems to grow larger as your perspective changes. Your limbs shorten, and your fingers and toes morph into tiny, agile paws. You feel a tickling sensation as your skin transforms into a soft, velvety fur, striped with shades of brown and tan. Your senses sharpen dramatically. Beyond being able to hear every noise inside the ship, you can even hear noises outside it. The distant chirping of birds, the soft whisper of the wind through the trees. Your nose twitches as you take in a whole bunch of scents surrounding you. You run to the back of Spaceship and open up the back hatch. As it opens, The earthy aroma of the forest floor sweeps through you. You can smell the sweet smell of blooming flowers and the strange musky scent of the other meerkats who are nearby. As your eyesight adjusts, becoming more attuned to the movement around you, you start to be able to see the tiniest details, from the texture of the bark on the trees to the delicate veins in the leaves. Colors start to appear more vibrant, and your field of vision expands, allowing you to detect even the slightest movement in your surroundings. You glance down at your new form. Your body is slender and perfectly adapted to quick, agile movements. Your tail is long and helps you balance as you stand on your hind legs. You also seem to be wearing some sort of armor. As you look over at the other version of yourself, you see an identical meerkat. A meerkat that could be the twin of yourself. And it's wearing the same ninja armor you are. I have programmed your watches with new ninja meerkat armor based on the outfits of the other inhabitants. They should work to keep you extra safe and assist when needed, Spaceship explains. Cool. You reach over your back and you find that you have a tiny meerkat ninja sword. As you look at the other version of yourself, you see the same sword, only it looks just like a mini version of the magic sword they were holding before. Maybe their magic sword adapts to the conditions too, you realize. You and the other version of you begin racing through the forest. You run towards the meerkat village. And as you get closer, you begin to just walk casually through the streets, watching all of the other ninja meerkat wander from place to place, with, you know, family and children hanging out as well, doing normal jobs, making weapons, making clothes, farming, and anything else you really need to do in a meerkat society. You continue down the street to the large training facility. Outside, two ninja meerkat are standing on either side of the gate. "Halt," they say. "Who are you?"
"We're just visitors from a nearby village. We came here because, well, why did we come here? Because we heard that your master is the best ninjutsu teacher in the area," you say.
"That is true," the guard responds. "However, recently, they have been stolen from us. Master Takashi was taken in the middle of the night. Without him, we are just a shell of our former selves. But you're welcome to train if you want to."
He steps to the side and allows you and the other version of yourself to enter inside. You whisper to Spaceship once you're far enough away that you don't think the others will hear you.
"Spaceship, it seems that Master Takashi has been taken. Can you begin searching the area, finding any evidence, stuff like that?" you ask.
"Understood," Spaceship says. You then look over to the other version of yourself.
"Well," the other version of you says, "if we are going to use these meerkat bodies, we must get used to them. I say we do train for at least a little while."
"That's probably a good idea," you respond. "As much as I have all the memories of human ninjutsu training, I don't know if I can apply it to being a meerkat." Just as you say that, another meerkat approaches you.
"Hello," the other meerkat says. "My name is Suki.
I am going to be your trainer. I heard you came from a nearby village, Suki says.
Yeah, we did. We have a little bit of ninjutsu training, but we'd like to learn your ways next, you respond.
Understood. I shall begin your training, Suki responds.
And so, you and the ninja version of yourself begin to train. And the next few days become a whirlwind of activity. Each morning, you wake up at dawn to join the other meerkat ninjas in their training ground. The training is intense but invigorating. You learn to move silently through the dense undergrowth, using the natural color to blend in with your surroundings. Suki teaches you how to leap from tree to tree with the agility of a squirrel, but the precision of a hawk. One of the most challenging exercises is the obstacle course. It's a complex network of swinging ropes, narrow beams, hidden traps. You start off a bit shaky, but with each attempt you grow more and more confident. The other meerkat ninjas cheer you on, offering tips and encouragement.
Remember to focus on your center of gravity, Suki advises as you navigate a particularly tricky section of the course. Balance is key.
You nod and take the advice to heart. You soon learn that the meerkat tail is an essential part of balance, and as you start incorporating it, the obstacle course becomes much, much easier. In the afternoons, you practice combat techniques. The meerkat ninjas are masters of martial arts, and you quickly learn that their small size is very deceptive. They're incredibly strong and incredibly quick. You spar with different opponents, learning to anticipate their movements and counter them effectively. Your memories from Earth's version of ninjutsu help a lot, and they seem to help the other version of you too, as the two of you progress much quicker than most do. The other meerkats are amazed. The next day, things change a little bit.
Well, you have been doing very well, progressing very quickly. So today, we will focus on your weakness, which is obviously your tail. The two of you seem like you've never had tails before, Suki says. It's not just for balance. With the right training, your tail can become a powerful tool for defense, offense, and even mobility.
You nod, eager to learn. Suki begins the session by demonstrating a series of moves. She stands on her hind legs, her tail acting as a third limb, providing perfect stability. Then, with a swift motion, she uses her tail to sweep the ground in a wide arc, mimicking a low strike or a trip.
Observe how the tail can be used to trip your opponents, she says, her tail moving around gracefully. Now you try.
You and the other ninjas take turns practicing the tail sweep. At first, your movements are a bit clumsy, but with Suki's guidance, you start to get the hang of it. You feel the power and control emanating from your tail as you execute the sweeping motions, imagining how it could unbalance an opponent in a real fight. Next, Suki demonstrates how to use your tail for blocking. She stands in a defensive stance, her tail coiled and ready, as another ninja lunges at her. Suki flicks her tail upwards, deflecting the attack with surprising force.
Your tail can be a shield, she explains. It can absorb and redirect the energy of an attack. Now try it together.
You pair up with the other version of you, the skilled ninja version of you. Ninja Yu lunges forward, and you concentrate, using your tail to block the strike. The first few attempts are shaky, but soon you start to feel the rhythm.
Your tail becomes an extension of your body, instinctively moving to intercept Suki's blow.
Good, Suki says. Keep your tail fluid but strong. It is like water. It can be soft or hard, depending on how you use it.
As you move forward, Suki starts to teach you more advanced techniques. One involves using your tail for striking. Suki demonstrates a spinning kick using the momentum to whip her tail around in a powerful strike. The force of the tail adds extra impact to the attack, making it doubly effective. You practice your spinning kick, focusing on timing and coordination, and with each spin, your tail snaps through the air, adding speed and force to your strikes. You can feel the power building, and you know that this move will be a valuable addition to your combat arsenal.
Good job, Suki says. But as ninja, we must not only train the body, but also the mind. Come with me, Suki says.
Suki leads you towards a giant tree in the center of the training area. The tree looks like it must be ancient, reaching high above any buildings, any mountains, and anything else in the area. Its roots make the ground bulge, and a whole bunch of different ninja meerkats have found a place sitting on the roots of the tree. Their eyes closed, their hands together, and their focus somewhere else.
To truly reach enlightenment, we must learn to take control of our thoughts, our emotions, and still them in the face of dangerous circumstances. To do this, we practice meditation, Suki explains. Now, sit down. You find a comfortable place, sitting up against the tree. Your back perfectly rested against the curve of the trunk. You fold your legs in, and you put your hands together. Suki takes you through a different series of meditation techniques. You begin by focusing on your breath. Next, you start to let go of any tension in your muscles, scanning through your body bit by bit. Starting with your feet, your legs, your arms, and your head. With each deep breath, you let the tension in your muscles melt away. And you just focus on your breath, moving in and out. And any time your mind wanders away, Suki reminds you to bring it back. And as you focus on your breath, you start to feel light, as if you're almost floating. And as the feeling passes through you, you allow your mind to wander off to thoughts of new things and new adventures to come. And we'll conclude this story in the next episode. Good night, everyone.